back to the Steve Cochran Show.
What's our next move?
I might have something for the election.
The president of the United States may have gone AWOL from the military.
He never even showed up.
Those parts of his file they didn't like, they tossed in a wastebasket.
Do you have these documents?
Tonight, we have new information on the president's military service.
Here's to a great story.
Hey, Mary, these blogs are saying that the memos can be recreated in Microsoft Word.
Several experts have raised serious questions.
They're going to start an investigation.
This is bad.
It's bad.
Clips from the movie Truth, which stars Robert Redford as Dan Rather and Cate Blanchett as its producer, Mary Mapes. Rather and Mapes will join us here. They're ready. Okay, good. Let's go to them now. Mr. Rather, nice to talk to you again. I hope you're well.
Oh, Steve, things are well. Thank you very much. Good to talk to you again.
We're actually in Des Moines, and before we talk about the movie, which looks fascinating on 100 different levels, any particular memories of covering the caucus? Because we're here on the night after, the day after.
Well, yes. I covered the Iowa caucuses for more than 44 years. And, look, the thing about Iowa is it generally winnows out the field, and we already see that happening. Right now, subject to change in a week after New Hampshire, you have a three-man race on the Republican side, Trump, Rubio, and Cruz. Mm-hmm. On the Democratic side, with almost a dead heat in Iowa, what Iowa means, I think, is that this is going to be a long slog in both parties and will not get decided until late spring, if indeed it gets decided any time before the conventions.
And that's probably good for this business. I don't know that it's bad for America, but time will tell. I want to get Mary Mapes in here, principal producer for CBS News, and award winner, Peabody Award winner for the Abu Ghraib story and the Strom Thurmond family story, amongst other things. How did you feel, Mary, when they told you Cate Blanchett would play you in the movie?
I did think it was the world's most elaborate practical joke. I mean, I almost continued to think that up until the time Dan and I went down to Australia on the set because it just was, it's just, you know.
I think it's.
Unfortunately, it was sad, you know, they couldn't get someone attractive and intelligent. Right?
I think it's completely appropriate, and I think it's great casting. When you wrote the book that led to this movie, how much of it was just so emotional? And by that, I mean there's so much personal stuff in here as far as your career and the career you built and the stories you tell. How do you separate yourself from that and getting the word out and what it says about journalism now and in the future?
Well, when I decided to write the book, I was faced with the fact that I'd spent my entire professional lifetime begging people to tell me the entire truth about their situation, their lives, their problems, their worries, their reality. And so I had to do the same thing with myself. I felt like I had to. I didn't want to write something that glossed over my rough parts or my difficulties or the things that made me uncomfortable or unhappy. I had to be sort of warts and all, because that's what I had, spent so many years trying to get people to do for me. So that's basically what I did. But what I most wanted people to understand is that we crossed the Rubicon here with that event. And that was one of the first times we had seen with such clarity how corporate media, at the end of the day, whether they owned a barber shop or a journalism operation, they were going to react in the same way. They were going to protect the business as opposed to protect the truth. And I think one of the things I wanted people to understand was that the people who own the journalistic enterprises in this country have a greater obligation to their audiences and to the truth than they do to their bottom line. And I fear that we've completely lost that.
And Truth, of course, tells the story of George W. Bush's military service. The story behind telling that story is probably a better way to put it, and it's based on the book we're talking about, Truth and Duty, The Press and the President, and The Privilege of Power. You should get and consume both. The film is on Blu-ray and DVD starting today. Dan Rather is played in the movie by Robert Redford. And, Mr. Rather, I always saw you, and I've told you this before, I always saw you as a transitional figure. People, I remember, gave you a hard time about the fact that you would question a little more differently, and you ask tougher questions in the news. And I saw you as an evolution in journalism from the great Walter Cronkite into what it is now. But I got to tell you, Dan, what it is now really scares me, because we're at a real nexus here at a time when there's great apathy in the public for politics and there's less money to cover it and less talented people to do it. We have the people that need to be watching the people in power not being able to tell that truth story to the people that need to hear it.
Well, I couldn't agree more. That you say you're scared. You ought to be scared. And in my opinion, which is not worth very much, I think every American ought to be a little scared, because we've reached the point where truth, which is never pure and seldom simple, the truth gets mixed in with a lot of posturing, propaganda, and outright lies. We can see it in the present presidential campaign, just day after day, night after night. And what I think citizens, consumers of news need to do is bring skepticism to everything they read and hear. Not cynicism, but skepticism, and question it and say, okay, that's what the politician is saying, or that's what the reporter is saying. Now let me think about it, get some more information, and make up my own mind about it. This is the very essence of running the kind of political system and kind of government. We have a republic based on the principles of freedom and democracy, a constitution, a republic. That's what citizens are supposed to do. It's very difficult, as you point out, in today's environment in which everything is entertainment-oriented. You watch the so-called debates. They're not debates at all, and we all know that. But we buy the lie. I use the word measured. We buy the lie that these are debates. They're not debates. They're entertainment shows. And as a consequence of that, substance very rarely even gets discussed.
What type of conversations do you have with Robert Redford, or he with you, about how to get him into this story? I mean, he's been a political guy forever, but he's... You know, he makes no secret of his leanings, and he is much more liberal, and he's got to cover you as a journalist. Was that a stretch for him?
Well, I don't think it was a stretch for him, because, look, whatever one may think of Robert Redford in his personal life and his political activities, he's one of the great actors of this or any other generation. And when they first told me, they called me to say that Robert Redford was going to portray me on the big screen, I honestly thought it was a joke.
Listen to the two of you.
Yeah, I'm gonna become the Pope of Rome. But he played the part. What I really appreciated about Redford in this film, and I defy anybody to go to this film and walk out and say that it wasn't well acted. It's beautifully acted, and it raises these important questions about journalism, political influence, and the meaning of truth. What is truth, and how do we get to the truth? It deals with the intersection of big media, big government, and big money. And therefore, I think it's an important film. I thought it was on the big screen. I think it is on Blu-ray. Now, where we go with this now, where is journalism going? Right now, it's overwhelmed with entertainment values. If it continues down this path, then where are citizens going to get the information they need to make decisions on things like choosing the president?
It's a frightening time. Again, Mary Mapes' book, Truth and Duty, The Press, the President, and the Privilege of Power, as I always say, Kevin, I don't know if you've heard me say this, buy two. You're careless, you'll lose the first one. But also, get it on Blu-ray and DVD today. Either one of you tackle this, and I'll let you go. Is there anything in covering the Bush military record story that you look back and go, you know what, that's one thing I wish we'd done differently?
I guess I wish we'd covered it earlier. I wish we had.
I was going to say, I wish we'd got it earlier. We made a swing at it during the 2000 election. This whole, what the movie Truth portrays, is what happened during the 2004 election cycle. But we had a lot of information much earlier, and I wish we had gotten to it earlier. But, you know, in journalism, you learn early. You do your best. You try to be an honest broker of information. You try to be a witness to history. You recognize you can't do it perfectly. Nobody does any story perfectly. We didn't do this story perfectly, but we did get to the truth. We got to the facts of the story, which is, I think, what you ask of journalists and all you can ask of them.
Well, listen, I know Dan Rather would agree with me, Mary. A salute to you and to all producers who do all the background work and get very little of the credit and put these stories together. And I have great respect for both of you and the work you do. And thank you for taking the time to talk about this.
Thank you, Todd.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
It's called Truth, Blu-ray and DVD today. Based on the book Truth and Duty, The Press, The President, and The Privilege of Power, Mary Mapes and Dan Rather. You know, Redford's about 80. Is Rather in that ballpark? Rather's got to be getting close to that, isn't he? I would think. He's 84, so he's a little bit older. And they both thought it was hilarious that Cate Blanchett and Dan Rather. You know, I don't know. Listen, I can't identify with that because Clooney's playing me in the movie.
The best political movie ever, The Candidate with Robert Redford.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, all the president's men, right? It covers all sides of it.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's take a break, come back, and do more here from... Oh, we got a Hawkopedia coming up, don't we? On 720 WGN.